tonight. In the middle of the night last month, Bagram Air Base, which is about 30 miles north of Kabul, plunged into darkness. Nothing like that had ever happened before. Bagram is more than an air base. It's an enormous piece of property. It's the size of a small town. It had a hospital, shops, gyms, two runways, rows of hangars and barracks. As of last month, Bagram also had a prison. It held thousands of foreign fighters, including men from ISIS and the Taliban. And then all of a sudden, for the first time in 20 years, the lights went out at Bagram. Locals understood immediately what was going on. Without warning or even a courtesy notification, the U.S. military just left, split in the middle of the night, and turned off the power as they did. Ultimately, the base's new Afghan commander fled too. And so within minutes, looters descended. They found thousands of vehicles at Bagram, hundreds of them armored, as well as a huge cache of weapons and ammunition. Now, the Pentagon didn't seem concerned. Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had explained already that, quote, Bagram is not necessary tactically for what we're going to do in Afghanistan, end quote. That turns out to be a massive miscalculation. That's now clear. The decision to abandon Bagram airfield was, in fact, idiotic, and it led directly to the killing of 13 American servicemen yesterday. With Bagram abandoned, the evacuation of Afghanistan is being staged from a commercial airport in the capital. And given its location, Kabul's airport is almost impossible to defend.